The Zika epidemic in Latin America has been massive. Millions of people have been infected, and more than 1,000 babies have been born with birth defects caused by Zika, mostly in Brazil. Scientists say the worst might be over. A study out today suggests the epidemic in South America may have peaked and started to subside, though, as NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, that does not mean that the U.S. is out of the woods yet.
Zika virus first appeared in South America a few years ago. Justin Lessler at Johns Hopkins University says the continent was a sitting duck. It had never seen Zika before, and everyone was susceptible.
So you get this huge raging epidemic that blows through the population, usually very fast, and infects a pretty high percentage of the population.
That's exactly what Zika has done. Lessler and his colleagues have used computer models to predict how long Zika will circulate in Latin America. They found that Zika has spread so quickly, infected so many people, that it's actually burning itself out. They predict the epidemic will last only a year or two more and will peter out by spring 2018. And then
there will be a longer period afterwards where the disease is going to appear, for all intents and purposes, to have gone away.
So we won't see another big outbreak for years, maybe even a decade. The reason for this is pretty simple. A large portion of the population in Latin America will have been exposed to Zika, and so they'll be immune.
You can think of it like the forest after a giant fire. All of the extra brush is gone. And it's going to take a while before enough brush, or in the case of a disease, enough susceptible people, build back up to support another fire.
Lessler and his team report their findings in the journal Science, and they do come with caveats. Alex Perkins studies Zika at Notre Dame. He says the results are just computer forecast, which aren't great at making long-term predictions.
It's much like when you watch the nightly weather. The weather people usually do a very good job of saying what the weather is going to be like tomorrow, but the longer time horizon you look at, the harder it is to predict what's going to happen.
And there are still outbreaks going on in the Caribbean and Central America, which means Zika may be a threat here in the U.S. for a few summers to come. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.